सहनाभवतु सहनौभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् वासुदेवेन्द्रयोगीन्द्रं नत्वा ज्ञानप्रदं गुरुं मुमुक्षूणां हितार्थाय तत्त्वबोधो विधीयते. In the last session, we were discussing about the Jivan Mukta, a man of realization. Who is this man of realization? So the definition given by Evam cha Vedanta Vagyai Sadguru Upadesena cha Sarvesha Pibhutesu Yesam Brahma Buddhi Utpannate Jivan Mukta Ityartha. Who is that Jivan Mukta? Who has studied the Vedanta Vakya? What was the Vedanta Vakya? Mahavakya. And we discuss which Mahavakya? Tat Tvam Asi. And we have seen in that Tat Tvam Asi that you are that. How you are that? Without Upadhi. Upadhi is given by Maya. So Ishwar also has got Upadhi, a Jeev also has got Upadhi. So without Upadhi, Jeev and Ishwar are one and same. So if you have done that vichar Vedanta Vakyai, how Satguru Upadesena? When it is taught by a Satguru who knows how to explain it, and he has explained to you, and your knowledge is doubt-free, there is no doubt. Satguru Upadesena, then Sarvesu Pibhutesu Yesam Brahma Buddhi Utpanna. Sarvesu bhutesu, not in my own self, not only in the human beings, but in all beings. Not only beings, even into the inert matter also. Sarva bhutesu, brahma buddhi utpanna, even the chair has got satchidananda. That buddhi should come. So what is the changes inside? With this buddhi, when you get this knowledge, will there be any change outside? There will not be any change outside. The change will be in your understanding. So by seeing a person, you can never say whether he is a Jivan Mukta or not. Because there is no outside signs. You cannot make it out. And his behavior outside also will be normal. Because his body is also made of sattva, rajas, tamas, and all the whole world is also made of sattva, rajas and tamas, and the sattva, rajas, tamas will interact with the sattva, rajas, tamas, that will continue. There is no change in outside behavior, but observe his thinking, observe his responses, how he reacts, how he responds in the world. Because that is based on understanding. It's changed. His vision has changed. And that responses and understanding is different from the ignorant people, different from the general people. That is the difference. Very good. What the ignorant person says, so it was said in Shankaracharya says, the ignorant person will say, Yatha dehoham. Ignorant person will say, I am deho, I am the body. This body is Atman. There is no something different from this body. Dehoham. Purusoham, I am Purus, or I am Stri, I am Brahman, I am Sudra, or I am Vaishya, I am Kshatriya. Aham Ismiti. This is Aham. That means, according to ignorant people understanding, Anatma is Atma. What is Deha? Deha is Anatma. Brahma, Sudra, and what is this? This is related to Upadhi. So ignorant thinks Dehoham. Anatma is Atma for him. Dhrida Nishya Tatha Naham Brahman Na Sudra Na Purusha. And what is the understanding of the Jivan Mukta? Naham Brahman. I am not Brahman. Who is Brahman? Body. And according to Bhagavad Gita, we know it depends on Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. It's the mood of minds. Mind is also Anatma. Good. Na Brahman, Na Sudra, Na Purusha. Purusha, Stri all relates to only the Upadhi only. Then who are you? I am Asanga. I am not attached to anything. Satchit Ananda Rupa. I am that Atman which is Satchit and Ananda Sarupa. Prakash Rupa, self-effulgent. I don't need any instrument to illumine that. Prakash Rupa, Sarvantar Yami. I am in everywhere. Yami means controller. Sarva Antar Yami. He is seated in all beings and controls. Chidakas Rupa Smiti Dhrida Nischaya Rupa. This is my firm conviction. I am not this body. I am Satchidananda Rupa. This is his conviction. And to transact in the world, he can say, I am a brahmachari, I am a swami, or I am a sannyasi. But don't think that the Jivan Mukta is only these three. Only sannyasi will be only Jivan Mukta. No! Even the grihasthi can be Jivan Mukta. A beggar can be Jivan Mukta. A raja, a king can be Jivan Mukta. Janak Raja, he was ruling the kingdom, but he was called Videhi. Videhi means who has gone beyond the attachment of Deha. A Stri, a Purus, even a person doing a normal thing, you will find in the Bhagavad, the Katha, Vyadha, a realized person, but selling meat, even after realization. So by seeing his profession, you can't decide whether he's a realized or not. So there are no outer signs. And in Gita and Upanishad, you will find many such instances where you will find even other than sannyasis are also Jivan Mukta. Those who are not attached with the body, those who are not attached with the other things, they have detached from their positions and all that, they are also Jivan Mukta. So after realization, what karma this Jivan Mukta will do? Will he sit idle always in meditation? No. You see, in Gita you will find there are, after realization, there is a pravritti margi and nibritti margi. Nibritti margi, they will stay in their cave. Yadricha labh santushta, whatever Lord sent, he is satisfied. That's all. Nothing doing. And pravritti margi, he will go and do work in the society. And the classic example is nibritti marg, Tapovan Maharaj, pravritti marg, Gurudev, Nibritti Marg, Ramakrishna, Pravritti Marg, Vivekananda. All of them are realized. Very good. Arjuna also wanted to know what is Sthita Pragya does. Sthita Pragya se ka bhasa samadhi stasya kesava sthita di kim prabhasit kim asit brajet kim. Arjuna also wanted to know. Sthita Pragya, a man of realization, a man of wisdom. What is his description? Ka bhasa, what is his description? Samadhistha, who is always merged, who is always abiding in consciousness, who is always abiding in Brahman, who is always abiding in his own self, Then Siddhadin Kim Prabhasit, how he speaks, Kim Asit, how he sits, Kim Brajit, how he walks. These have got inner meanings. We are not going to discuss that. But Arjuna also wanted to know about the realized person. So what is his life? So in one line, Shankaracharya says, next mantra. Brahma, repeat, Brahma, eva, aham, asmi, iti, aparocha jnanena, nikhil karma bandha, binirmuktah, syad. Brahmai vama smiti aparoksha jnanena nikhil karma bandha binirmuktah syat. Brahma eva aham asmi, very simple Sanskrit. Brahma eva means alone, aham means I, asmi means I am Brahma alone. This is his conviction. Aparoksha jnanena, aparoksha, what is pratyaksha? Pratyaksha, this is pratyaksha jnana, object is in front of me, pratyaksha jnana. Paroksha jnana, Taj Mahal. Somebody has come and says to me, have you seen Taj Mahal? Where is it, in Chicago? No. He has seen paraksha, seen by somebody else. Paraksha, parocha jnana. That parocha jnana can become pratyaksha. If I go to Taj Mahal, if I go to Agra, I can see. Parocha can become pratyaksha. What is aparoksha? Aparoksha jnana. It can never be known as an object. Atman can never be known as object. Aparocha jnana is that subject I am. Remember our Ajay Kumar. I am that Brahman. You can't say that I know Brahman this much, this much, this much, this much. No. You are that Brahman. If you have got this understanding that I am Brahman alone, nothing else, then what will happen? Nikhil karma binda. Nikhil karma bandha binirmukta syat. Nikhil means entire, all your actions. Whatever you have done in the past, or whatever you will be doing in the future, or whatever you are doing in the present, nikhil karma bandha. There is no bondage. His all bondage are destroyed only by one knowledge. What is that one knowledge? I am Brahman alone. Nothing else I am. He is free from all actions and the fruits of action. Free from all actions, his body will be doing everything, but he will be free from all actions. Karma and bondage, they go together. What is this bondage? The moment you do a karma, karma fall will come. When it will come, we don't know. But one thing is sure, karma fall will follow karma. Without doing the karma, you will not get. Only one exception is there. What is that exception? Once a realized person says, then the karma will follow. Bhava sata you see, if he says, then it will follow. But for ordinary person, he has to do the karma first, then the karma fall will follow. If you are hungry, you have to eat first, then your hunger will be satiated. But there are many karma in which you will not get result instantly. It may take some time, it may take 100 lives also. So karma and karma bandhan, that karma bandhan means its fruit will definitely come. But if you don't do the karma, no fruit. Very simple example. You have got in the plate green chili. If you don't eat, will it give fall? Moment you eat, instantly, you have to take it now. You have tasted, you have done the karma. Fall will definitely come. So karma and karma fall are, this is the bandhan. And in Gita, it is said, karmanyevata adhikarate maphalesu kadachana. You have got the right to the karma, but the karma fall is not in your hand. In whose hand is the karma fall? Bhagwan. Why Bhagwan? Why not in my hand? He is also a sentient being. I am also a sentient being. Huh? He is superior. Why superior? Because he knows my past. He knows my future also. I don't know. I don't remember my past. I don't know my future also, what I will require. That is why the karma fall is in him, in his hand, in the Lord's hand. So we don't have any option to choose. If suppose we want to become a millionaire, can all become millionaire? We may have the desire, but the karma fall is not in my hand. Good. So ignorant people are bound by the karma fall. But a realized person, a jivan mukta, is not bound by the karma and karma phal. That is why it is said, nikhil karma bandha binar muktam. Totally liberated from this. He is free. But there is an interesting thing. When we perform an action, then there is a doership. Kartapan is there. Once there is a kartapan, then you have to be bhokta also. Karta and bhokta, they go together. So you do the, if you become the karta and you do the karma, then the karma phal will follow. Continuously this process goes on. And the ignorant person always says, who has done this thing? Whose building is this? It's beautiful. It's mine. Karta, 100% karta, I will say. I have done this thing. Whose empire is it? Oh, when I came from India, I didn't have even $100 in my pocket. I am multi-millionaire, see my business. I have so many chains of store and all that. Who has done? 100% karta. Then this karta may be of different type. Good karta, bad karta, fast karta, slow karta. Different sattvic karta, rajasic karta, tamasic karta, different types of kartas are also there. Vedanta says this doership is because of ignorance. This doership is because of ignorance. Our true nature is that I am Brahman, I am Atman, I am Satchidanand, and that Atman Satchidanand is a karta. You have to always remember this thing. Always remember that Atman is a karta. Then who is karta? Immediately next question comes, who is karta? Gita gives you answer. Prakritihe kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasah ahankar vimudatma karta amiti manyate. Who is karta? Prakriti kriyamanani, prakriti, maya, trigun, they are doing the karma. They are doing the karma. Atma is only just present. Guna gunesu vartante. Guna gunse vartan karte hain. What is the guna? Triguna. Sattva rajas tamas. My body is made of sattva rajas tamas. All beings are also made of sattva rajas tamas. And all the 14 lokas are also made of sattva rajas tamas. What we are doing, we are interacting with this table. This is also sattva rajas tamas. We are interacting with the people. Those are also made of sattva rajas tamas. Guna gunesu vartante. That's all. Good. If that be so, what is the sign of strong doership? How do I test that I have got the doership or not? If somebody praises your action and if you become happy, doership is there. If somebody criticizes your action and you become unhappy, that means doership is there. Your doership is very strong. Good. And this doership, what happens? You have got the vasana. You know this thing, vasana. Then in intellect, your comes a desire. In the intellect itself, the ego is also there. Ahankar is also there. The doership is there. And according to that ego, you do the karma. And from the karma will come the fruit of action. That fruit of action, when it comes, you may like it or you may not like it. That impression is put again in the vasana. And according to the vasana, the anarthakari parampara continues. What is this anarthakari parampara? Premalji will tell.
Avidya kaam karma.
Good. Avidya kaam karma is the anarthakari parampara. Is continues. Parampara is goes on continuously. What is avidya? Vasana. According to the vasana, you do the karma. Once you do the karma, fall will come. You are bound by that. Once the fall will come, you may like it, you may not like it. Impression there. Continuously, this goes on and on. This is bondage. But in Jivan Mukta, this avidya, this seed of sansar is gone. What has it done? What is this avidya? What is the definition of avidya? Thakur Ramakrishna gave very simple one sentence. Not knowing your own true self is avidya, and knowing your true nature is vidya. Here also Shankaracharya said the same thing. I am Brahman alone. This is vidya. So once you get this vidya, then what happens? The sansar's karan, that is gone. You come to know that you are a karta. You are not karta. Once you come to know that you are Brahman, Brahman is always karta or akarta?
Akarta.
Remember, we have come to this conclusion. What will happen after that, we will again see. Once you become Brahman, you become akarta. So what is the function of this Atman? Atman is just like electricity. So fit any equipment and that equipment will function. Put a bulb, it will give you light. Put a fan, put a refrigerator, put a heater. It, according to the equipment will function. Will you say that the light is given by the electricity? No. Take out the bulb, no light there. Take out the fan, no breeze there. So, Atman is also like the same electricity. And the equipment fitted, according to the equipment, they start functioning. So Jivan Mukta, who is abiding in Atman, he always enjoy bliss. Always he is in the bliss. So that does not mean that he will sit quietly. He will also function because the body is there. Body is made of sattva, rajas, tamas. Guna gunesu vartante, that law will continue, but he will not be karta. Jivan Mukta will never consider himself karta. Simple example. Suppose you, in drama, you become king, somebody becomes beggar. Actually, they are not king or beggar. And now king is given some money to the beggar. Then after the drama is over, again he takes back the money. Huh? So by just giving that money, is he getting any punya? No, because the karta bhav is not there. Similarly, the Jivan Mukta also plays the role given to him in the drama. This is the whole thing is drama only. He also plays a role, but without karta bhav, no papunya. As in the drama, if the king gives anything to the beggar, he never gets punya for that. Similarly, a Jivan Mukta doing the same thing in the world also, he will not get any pap or punya for that. Now comes the how many types of karma are there. So the next mantra says, karmani katividhani santi iti chet agami sanchit prarabdha bhedena trividhani santi. Simple question. Karmani katividhani, how many types of karma are there? Iti chet, if that be your question, agami sanchit prarabdha bhedena trividhani santi, there are only three types of karma. Karma you have to do. Because the Lord has said, nahi kaschit chanapi jatu tishtati akarmakrit. You can never remain without any action. Karma you have to do. If you say, no, I'm just sitting idle, I'm not doing anything. No, your mind is functioning. No, I'm sleeping. I'm in deep sleep. No mind there. Very good, I have studied Tattva Bodh. It is written there. In deep sleep, no mind, no intellect. Very good. But your other organs are functioning, circulation is going on, digestion is going on. So, karma. Karma you have to do. And in the manushya yoni only, you can do the karma. Only in the human body, you have got the right to do action. Karmani vadikaraste. Only in the human body you are allowed to do the karma. Do, not do, or anyata do. Kartum, akartum, anyata kartum. Kartum, I can come to satsang. Akartum, I will not come to satsang. Very good, don't come. Anyata kartum, I am going to club. Go! This right you have got. The Atman or the Brahman or the Lord will not come and say, oho, why you are going to the club? You should have gone to the satsang. Today is the important topic of karma we are discussing there. Why? That right is given to you. So in the manushya yoni, you can do the karma. But what about the animal and other plant? They are all computerized. They cannot do anything else. Cow is vegetarian, you cannot make him non-vegetarian. It is coming from yuga yuga. Can't change the nature. Eats grass and gives you so much of milk, or the bulls work so much. On the other hand, the tiger. Tiger strikes and kills and sleeps. Does nothing. So all are computerized. You cannot change them. But the humans, they can do good, bad, or any action. They have got the choice to do. Now the karma can be divided in various ways. Now here in this chart, you will find a little bit of composite thing. In Tattva Bodh we have seen, it is agami, sanchit, and prarabdha we will be discussing. In Gita you will find karmana, akarmana, vikarmana. These are the three divisions given in chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita. Lord had described in this way. Our Gurudev has given this chart. If we said in life you can do activity or inactivity. Either you are doing karma or not doing karma. If you are doing the karma, it can be constructive or a destructive. Destructive karma is prohibited karma. Nisiddha karma, which one should not do. Nisiddha karma. And this constructive karma can be nitya, naimitya, kamya, upasana and prayaschitta. What is nitya karma? The daily duties we do. What we are supposed to do daily? Five things. Five rina we have got. Pitra rina, deva rina, rishi rina, bhuta rina, nri rina. Five rinas we are supposed to. We must repay them. So that is nitya karma. What is naimittika? Yagnopavit, marriage, Shraddha, once a while that comes, visiting a person who is sick in the, lying in the hospital, visiting them, is Naimittik Karma. Nitya and Naimittik together is called Niyat Karma in Bhagavad Gita. Lord will say, you have to do the Niyat Karma. You have to do Niyat Karma. And the Kamya Karma says, it is anarthkari parampara. Remember, avidya kam karma anarthkari. So it says kamya karma don't do. Whatever you want to do, do it with karma yoga. Then it will not become anarthkari parampara. The only way out to satisfy your selfish desire is through the through the karma yoga. Then next is the upasana. One must do the upasana. Upasana means the concentration of mind and senses. It's called the upasana. And the prayaschittam. What is the prayaschitta? Whatever sins I have committed earlier, for that I am repenting, or the prayaschitta, like we say every time, sorry. That is prayaschitta. And what are the other methods of atonement of prayaschitta? Atonement of sins? Number one is the best one is the Naam Japa. Always remember. We don't know what we have sins we have committed. The Naam Japa is the Amog Sadhan. Naam Japa continuously. Tirtha Brahman is said. You go to the Tirtha. Ganga Snan. Now sitting in Chicago, why we can't go to Tirtha and Ganga can't do Ganga Snan? So at least one I can do, na? And that is the best one. What is that? Naam Japa, that's the prayaschitta. Atonement of all the sins. Then as per guna, this can be again divided into sattvic, rajasic and tamasic, which we are studying in detail in our chapter 17 of Bhagavad Gita, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. And generally people say satkarma and duskarma, punya karma and the pap karma. So this is the summary of more or less Karmana, akarmana, bikrama, according to Bhagavad Gita. The details are in chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita. So you have to wait. When we come to chapter 4, I will tell you. Akarmana there means that you come to the stage that you are that Atma and Atma is Akarta. Bikarmana means not doing any prohibited action. And karmani means do the karma as a karma yoga. So, what is the position of ignorant? Ignorant considers himself as karta. And once he is karta, he becomes the bhokta. And he suffers. Continuously he suffers. And jivan mukta knows he is not karta. But he does all the actions. Therefore, since he is not karta, he is not bhokta. And Lord has said, naiva kinchit karomi iti. Although his body is doing all the things, but he has got no doership. So therefore, naiva kinchit karomi iti. So what are these three types of karma? We have seen agami, sanchit and prarabdha. So Shankaracharya takes up the agami karma. What is this agami karma? Jnana utpatti anantaram. Jnani deha kritam. Punya paap rupam. Karma yadasti tad agami iti abhidhiyate. Jnanotpattyanantaram jnani dehakritam punya papa rupam karma yadasti tad agami iti abdhiyate. Jnana utpatti anantaram. Anantaram means after. Jnan utpatti, after the dawn of the knowledge. Iti abdhiyate, it is known. What is that? Jnani Deha Kritam. See the word. Jnani Deha Kritam. It is guna guna suvartante. He has got no doership. It is not said Jnani Kritam. It is said Jnani Deha Kritam. Deha will do the action. Why? Guna guna suvartante. It continuously will act with other body than other. Deha Kritam. Then Punya Papa Rupam. Are Jnani also does the papa? Very bad. Punya papa rupam. Karma yadasti tad agamiti abhidhiyate. So after realization, whatever karma is done by the body of the jnani is called agami karma. After realization, we are discussing about only the agami karma of jnani. We will discuss about the Ajnani also later on. So here Shankaracharya is discussing only about the Jnani. Jnan utpatti anantaram. After the dawn of knowledge, Jnani deha kritam. Action done by the body. Not by Jnani. Not Jnani kritam. Jnani deha kritam. Action done by the body of Jnani, karma yadasti, that is called agami. So the Jnani Jivan Mukta, there is no doership. He is established in the Brahman. And Brahman is akarta. That is his understanding. He is not karta. But the body is doing. Body is continuously doing. So he has got no jiva bhav. He has got Brahma bhav. I am Brahman alone. So, jeev is limited in time, space and body. Is it not so? Limited in time. Our life is so much. Limited to this chair. Alpagya. Alpabuddhiman. This is all jeev bhava. But the jivan mukta considers himself Brahma. And lives with that conviction that I am Brahman. I am Brahman. And here agami is, as I have told you, is only related to Jivan Mukta. But there is agami for karma for ignorant also. But we'll see it how it is. First, we'll see about the Jnani. So action after realizations are discussed here. Jnani Deha Kritam. So Jnani himself is no karta bhav, no jeev bhav. He is detached, fully detached. But the most of his actions will be only sattvic. Because he was doing that sadhana for a long time. What is this sadhana? If you are a tamasic, come to the rajasic state. In the rajasic state, there are two steps. First sakam, then comes the niskam. After you cross the niskam, you come to the sattva state. And when you come to the sattva state, you don't have to do anything. Then the prakriti will do, the Lord will do. You will be sucked into that state. So what is our sadhana? Tamas to rajas, rajas to sattva. So if he is a jivan mukta, he must have done this sadhana. From tamas to rajas, in rajas, two divisions, sakam, niskam. Very simple to understand. If your child is not studying, what you will do? I will give you a candy, I will give you ice cream, come and study. Once you know his weakness, then you offer him, he will start studying. Then after that, whole life you are doing sakam karma, sakam karma. This is now our experience. What is this our doing? Itna rupiah ikattha kar liya, but I'm still not happy. I was thinking if I've got $1 million, I will be happy. Now I have got $1 million, still I am not happy. Then you come to Chinmayamishan. Kuch upay batao Maharaj. Then the upay is told, okay, you were all life, you were doing sakam karma. Now start doing niskam karma. Once you start doing niskam karma, what will happen? The vasana will start reducing, means your mind becomes purified. When the mind becomes purified, you are starting going, reaching into the sattaguna. Once you get into the sattaguna, you will come here, you will listen to the lectures, then you will be able to grasp it. You will be able to understand the science behind it. And once you understand the science behind it, now you are no more rajasic and tamasic. You are in the sattvic. So this Jivan Mukta has done that sadhana of sattvic. Tell me, will he be doing any bad actions? No, it is not expected. Not expected. But his body is made of rajasthamas also. Body is made of sattva, rajas and tamas. And we all know, in the chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said that sattva, rajas, tamas always goes up and down, up and down, up and down. Because of rajas and tamas, sometimes he may do something wrong. Even in the mission also, suppose a Swamiji doesn't know the full picture of anything and he takes a decision. That decision may become wrong also, not knowing the full picture, or somebody is giving the information with not complete information, and he takes a decision basis on that information. The decision will be wrong. So there can be paap also. So, but in the case of agam, in the case of ignorant, the agami is there. What is this agami? The karma phala. Whatever actions you do it today, the phal is not going to come immediately. The fruit of action will come later on. And according to your karma, what is the ignorance definition? Karta bhav is there. Jeev bhav is vasana. Doing the actions, the karma phala will come. When the karma phala will come, then there will be an imprint. And whatever his sanchit karma are there, which are not fructified, which are not ready to give you the result, they are all kept in the store. Again, according to those karma phala, you will get a next body to experience the joy and sorrow, which will come as a result of your fruit of action, of the action which you have done in the past. Once you have done any action, fruit of action will definitely come. When it will come, we don't know. So jiva will have to enjoy and suffer. But what about the jivan mukta? This is the last body. Jivan mukta will not get his next body. Why? His vasana is over. Vasana means agyan. Jivan Mukta is called jnani. Once you become jnani, can I call you again a jnani? No. If I become jnani, ignorance is gone, vasanas are gone, and I have become akarta. So therefore, all the fruits of actions, what will happen to those fruit of action? Shankaracharya will tell. We will not discuss it today. Shankaracharya will tell us what will happen to those.
So, Ankaji, so in short, jnani agami karma doesn't become sanchit. Ajnani agami becomes sanchit.
Sanchit. You can say. See, jnani, when he is doing, there is no karta bhav, khatam. His body is doing. And his body will be enjoying and suffering all the prarabdha also. Even after the knowledge has dawned, still because of the prarabdha, this body we have got, this body has to enjoy and suffer the prarabdha. So he has to suffer, but he knows Brahma, I am Brahman. Brahman is not suffering. Who is suffering? Prakriti, Maya is suffering. Am I this body? No. And what is the understanding of a jnani? I am this body. That is why he suffers. Jnani never suffers. So agami means future. Ignorant will get the fruit of action in future, it will come. But the jnani will not get. And whatever papa punna he has done, what will happen to that? That Shankaracharya will tell. And perhaps in the next class, we may be able to complete the Tattva Bodha. And we'll tell you what will happen to the agami karma of the jnani, how it is distributed. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah Hari Om.